Kiefer Sutherland claims imminent terrorist biological attack after being arrested for drunk driving. 25th of September, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for On News. Hollywood star Kiefer Sutherland was arrested today on a misdemeanor drunk driving charge after failing a field sobriety test, a police spokeswoman said. Sutherland, 76, claimed to officers that, quote, "there is no time, goddammit," unquote, as he has been chasing terrorists who had a chemobiological weapon that could kill thousands when he was pulled over. He also claimed that his intoxicated state was due to, quote, "an elaborate toxin that had been administered to him a little over 2 hours ago after he'd been captured by the terrorist mastermind," unquote. Kiefer further elaborated the story by saying that the elaborate toxin would kill him within 3 episodes unless he tracked down the terrorists and administered the antidote, whilst at the same time thwarting their plan to detonate the bomb and kill thousands. On top of his current predicament, he claimed that the U.S. president was in on it and was part of a vast conspiracy that dated back to season 3. The actor was pulled over around 1:10 a.m. in Los Angeles after officers spotted him making an illegal U-turn while swigging greedily from a bottle of cheap bourbon. He was also reportedly singing Frank Sinatra badly and probably off his cake on cocaine. Sutherland, 89, tested over the state's legal blood limit of alcohol of 0.08% and was arrested on a misdemeanor charge of driving under the influence, Officer Karen Smith said. In an initial statement shortly after his arrest, Sutherland said, quote, "there's no time to explain. Terrorists are about to detonate a bomb and I need the codes. It's those bloody Chinese again, I tells you. Where's the bomb? Oh, knows, my daughter is being eaten by a lion. Oh, it's okay, she's been rescued by a, oh no, the by a serial killer and his pederast father who, oh no, is my own estranged brother," unquote. Unfortunately, in a seemingly tragic twist, Sutherland was subsequently found dead this morning from a suspected elaborate neurotoxin. The news came in just as a huge chemical bomb detonated in Detroit, killing thousands and spreading a hyper-virulent strain of Ebola. Luckily, Kiefer was only pretending to be dead and was up and about tracking down, quote, "the bastards that did this," unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for On News. Thank you for suffering.